how many of you are glad you're here today? We're going to talk for a few minutes this morning about the Old Testament tabernacle,
temple. But
first I got to ask, how many of you have ever made a tent out of blankets in your house? And they're cool, right? It's like you have your own little fort and the world is separated from you. Well, the tabernacle in the Old Testament times was actually a large tent where God dwells.
旧約聖書に出てくる天幕というのは本当に、大きな大きな、テントで作られたその空間でした。
And it was such an important thing that in the book of Exodus, 15 chapters cover the temple and the tabernacle, because it's tent still, and the sacrifices and the priests need to do this.
天幕があって、そこでどのように、生贄を捧げるのか、そしてまた祭司の務めについてですね、出エジプト記で15章ほど、書かれて書かれています。
And so it had a wall made around the outside of it.
壁がですね、あって、
And then inside was this building that was actually just two rooms. And it was just made out of animal skins. And it was almost kind of sad because part of its design was actually to keep man away from God's presence.
そしてその一つの目的は、神様の存在のあるところに人が近づかないようにするためでした。
See, God's presence would come down into that smaller of those two rooms that was called the Holy of Holies.
聖なる、聖所と呼ばれていた場所で、そこに神様の存在があって、そこには人がいてはいけないということになっていました。
But only one person ever got to go into that room.
でもそこにですね、一年に何回一度だけ、そのある特別な時だけ、
And he only got to go in once a year.
1年に1回だけです。
But when we look in the New Testament, Jesus coming down to earth and his death on the cross totally changed all that system.
でもこのシステムがずっと旧約聖書の時代続いていたんですけど、イエス様が来てくれて、その後からはそのシステムが変わりました。
When Jesus died on the cross, several important things happened because of his death.
イエス・キリストが十字架の上で亡くなった時に変化が起こる。
One of them was they no longer had to offer animal sacrifices. We don't have to do that, thank God, today.
まず一つはこれそれまでは動物の生贄を捧げていたんですが、それはもうする必要がなくなりました。
See, Jesus was such a perfect sacrifice that he was the final sacrifice needed ever for all of mankind.
人々の罪の、生贄を捧げていたんですが、イエス・キリストが完全な生贄だったので、本当にそれで全てが完了して、私たちはもう動物を捧げる必要がなくなりました。
And then that veil that kept the Holy of Holies separate so that man couldn't see God, that veil was torn from top to bottom when Jesus died.
イエス・キリストが亡くなった時にその、聖所にあった人と神とを隔てているその幕がですね、二つに破れました。それがですね、一番上のところから、下の端のところまで真っ二つに裂けました。
God did that, right?
それはですね、神様がそれをしたんです。
See, I can imagine it like this, that God, after...couple thousand years of being separated from the people of Israel and from the people on this world.
人々から、遮断されてた場所にずっと神様の存在はありました。
So this is my veil. Sorry, it's all I have is a piece of paper. But God was so excited that he said, look, I am sending my only son Jesus to die for you and... you now have access to me.
そして、その隔てていた、幕がなくなって、もう直接神様と関係を持つことができるようになります。
We don't have to have a high priest going to God and saying, God, forgive them.
大祭司がですね、が私たちの代わりに神様に会う必要がもうなくなった。
We get to come to God ourselves, and when we bow down and say, I'm sorry, He forgives us and gives us His Spirit.
神様のもとに直接私たちは行って、悔い改めて神様に会うことができるようになります。
When I was in the military, I spent 20 years in the United States Air Force.
私はですね、アメリカの空軍で20年働きました。
And there were so many times that men, myself included, and women would get separated from their families as we would go around the world.
本当に世界中飛び回らないといけなくて、家族からですね、離れて時間を過ごさないといけない時がありました
。 And I love how now today, because of YouTube, we get to see some really cool videos of those parents coming back to their families.
またですね、今ではですね、そういうその空軍の人たちがまたですね、家族に会う時のそういうビデオがあります。
And a lot of timesThe parent is hidden, and the child or the wife or the husband doesn't know that they're right there in that very room.
ある時はですね、みんなそこにいるっていうのを知らなくて、サプライズで、会うようにします。
And so someone will just tell them, we need you to come, there's a special meeting, a special party, but they don't tell them that that person who's been gone for a year is in there for a week.
本当にもう1年間ですね、ずっとその遠くに行ってた人がそこにいるっていうのは言わずに、ちょっと特別なパーティーがあるので来てくださいって。
And when I watch these videos as the parent is revealed that look who's here and you see the tears of joy, I imagine that's how it was with God.
本当にですね、久しぶりにその家族に会うことができた時に本当にお互いに涙を流して喜んでる、その家族の光景がありますけど、それと同じような、光景がこのイエス・キリストが亡くなって神様と関係を持つことができる時にそれが起こったんです。
Because he loved us so much that he said, you know what? I'm giving my very son to you to cover up your sins so that I can talk to you, so that you can talk to me.
本当にイエス・キリストが私たちの身代わりになってくれて、全ての罪を背負ってくれたので、本当に今私たちは神様と直接関係を持つことができるようになりました。
So this is good news for us. This is actually great news for us.
これが私たちにとって大きな喜びで素晴らしいニュースです。
The very presence of God is inside of us and here in this room.
神様の存在が私たちの内側に、そして今この教会の場所の中で本当に神様の存在が溢れています。
And when we come together and when we're led in worship, as Gene did for us this morning, His presence fills this room.
本当にこの賛美の中でですね、神様の存在が満たされる
わけです。 not just so that we will feel good,
ただ私たちが、ただ、良い思いや感情を持てるだけではない
です、ね、本当に神様のその素晴らしさを体験して、この福音の喜び
をですね、他の人々にもシェアすることができるように神様が目指すです。 And so that's my prayer for you guys and for
usas a family is that we will truly get to know God and come closer to Him.
ここにいるみんな、そしてここにいるすべての大人たちのためにもですね、これが私はこのことを祈っています。
Because when we look at that Old Testament sense versus what we have now, we get to have such a close relationship with God.
旧約聖書と今の時代では神様との距離感がもう明らかに違います。
And that should change our lives.
本当にその神様の存在によって私たちの人生が変えられていく。
Let's pray.
一緒に祈っていきましょう。
Heavenly Father, I thank you that you are such a good father.
主はあなたが良いお父さんであることを感謝します。
Thank you, Lord, that you have already working in this room today and you're working in our hearts and you're changing our lives.
主よ、今あなたがここで働かれて私たちの心の内側に入れてくださることを感謝します。
Thank you, Lord, that you love us so much that you said enough of this Old Testament system. I want you to have me in your life.
旧約聖書のシステムを変えて、本当に私たちがあなたと直接関係を持つことができるようにしてくれたことを感謝します。
Thank you that because of that, we don't have to live this life alone.
本当に私たちはもう一人で私たちの人生を生きる必要がなくなりました。
We don't have to listen to the lies of Satan saying that you are no good.
本当に悪魔のあなたはダメなものだという声をもう聞く必要があります。
We don't have to be afraid as Satan tries to make us afraid.
本当にサタンによって恐れを抱く必要があります。
We don't have to listen to him as he says, you're too young, you're just a child, what can you do for God?
本当にあなたは小さなもので子供だから何もできないという嘘をもう信じなくていい。
But instead, because of what Jesus did on that cross, we are filled with the very presence of the Lord.
イエス様が十字架にかかってくださったおかげで私たちは主よ、あなたの存在で満たされることができます。
Lord, I just ask that these young kids would see you and would realize who you are and how much you need us.
ここにいる子供たちの一人一人が本当に主よ、あなたの存在で満たされます。
God, I just ask that you would change their hearts to a heart that truly wants to follow you their whole life.
本当にこれからの人生のすべてであなたについていく決断ということができるようにしてください。
And Lord, that even as young as they are, that they will still be willing to share the good news of Jesus.
若い彼らが若い時からあなたを覚えて、そしてあなたの福音を伝えることができるようにします
。We love you, Lord. We thank you for all you've done.
主はあなたがしてくださった全てに感謝します。
ありがとうございます。
Mark and Eugene, thank you, kids. And you can go back to your seat. How are you all doing? Is everybody okay? Too hot, too cold? Everybody okay?
Today is.Be merciful, 憐れみ深いものというテーマで話したいと思うんですけれども、先週はユダの手紙から学びました。この時には私の信仰の奮発、まあ、信仰 The contending for faith というところを学んだんですけれども、でもそのためには私たちは本当にイエス様のことにつながること、そして聖書のことをしっかり握らなくちゃいけないということも学びました。
In order to do that, we have to hold on to the word of God, hold on to what's written in the Bible.
そして自分の意思や理性ではなくて聖霊様に導かれることの大切さを先週学びました。
And we can'tBe guided by our own desires or our own thinking, but rather we need to be guided by the Holy Spirit. Why is that? That's because every single day is a spiritual battle. There are all sorts of things that kind of, it's like some kind of darkness comes upon us.
多分この中には一人も今週何もなかったという人はいないと思います。
And if you think and look around the room, I'm pretty sure that there's not a single person here who had a perfect week.
でも私たちはイエス様と声を上げて祈れることを感謝します。
But praise God that we can pray to Him. We can look upon Him.
聖霊様に導いてくださいと言って本当に聖霊様に導きに従って生きることを感謝します。
Praise God that we can be led by the Holy Spirit and we can live by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
先週からの不足です。そのユダの手紙の中から神様はどんな性質の方が、神様は私たちどう思っているかということをもう一度復習したいと思います。
Last week, as we looked at the book of Judah, we looked about how what it means to live for God, and I want to look at that again for a
moment. Let's look at the verse today. From verse 1. Yes, Christ's name, Jacob's brother, Judah, from the Lord, 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 the愛され、イエス・キリストに愛され、召されている人、24節。あなた方を罪に陥らないように守り、また喜びにあふれて火の打ち所のないものとして栄光に輝く見舞いに立たせることができる方、私たちの救い主である唯一の神に、私たちの主イエス・キリストとあります。
Please join me and let's read. If you weren't here last week and you're not too familiar with the Bible, Jude is just one book, and we're going to read verses 1 and 24 from that book. So please join me if you read in English or even if you want to try. Jude, a servant of Jesus, a brother of James, to those who are called, being loved in God the Father and kept for Jesus Christ.Now to Him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of His glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Amen.
神様は私たちを愛してくださっています。
God loves us.
神様は私たちを守っていらしてくださいます。
God protects us.
また私たちを一人一人特別に召してくださっています。
And God has called each and every single one of us for His purposes.
つまずきそうになりますけれども。
There are times when we just feel like we're going to stumble, or maybe we do stumble.
罪を犯す。 時ありますけれども、
There are times when we sin against God and against man.
でも神様は私たちを最後の日まで守ってくださるという約束です。
But God has promised that He Himself will protect us until the last day.
私たちに喜びをあふれさせてくださいます。
God has promised that He will give us joy overflowing.
今ないかもしれない。でも神様は私たちに喜びを回復してくださいます。
Maybe you feel like you don't have any joy right now, but God promises that He will restore your joy.
これが神様の接して私たちに望んでいらっしゃることです。
And that is our hope.
今日はルカによる福音書からイエス様の教えを
Today I want to look at a certain passage in the Gospel of Luke, and it's actually the words of Jesus.
Luke 6章の27節からお願いします。
And from chapter 6, verse 27, I want to read.
日本語で。
First, read in Japanese.
しかし私の言葉を聞いているあなた方に言っておく。敵を愛し、あなた方の憎む者に親切にしなさい。悪口を言う者に祝福を祈り、あなた方を侮辱する者のために祈りなさい。あなたの頬を打つ者にはもう一方の頬を向けなさい。上着を奪い取る者には下着をも拒んではならない。求める者には誰にでも与えなさい。あなたの持ち物を奪う者から取り返そうとしてはならない。人にしてもらいたいと思うことを人にもしなさい。
In English, let's please join me. Verses 27 to 31. But I say to you who hear,Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. To one who strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from one who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either. Give to everyone who begs from you. And from one who takes away your goods, do not demand them back. And as you wish that others would do to you,
You sow to them. When I read this passage for the first time, I
was really surprised.
どのように自分の心で頭で消化していいかわからない言葉でした。
I really didn't know how I should interpret or digest this teaching.
ここには7つの種類の人が登場しますけれども。
Talks about seven different kinds of people in this passage.
でもですね、あまり嬉しい、喜ばしい人たちではありません。
But there's not a single person in the passage that seems it's like they're having a really joyous life.
敵であったり、
It's talking about people who have enemies.
もしくは憎む人であったり、
It's talking about people who are hated.
悪口を言う人であったり、
It's talking about people who people say bad things about them. They turn their back. また、
侮辱する人であったり、侮辱する、なんだ
ろう。People who are slandered.
もしくは、急に、あ、違う。僕たちが打つ人であったり、
People who are slapped in the cheek and asked
to give
away.
もしくは、割りまで持っていちゃう人であったり、
People who are asked to give away their
さっきマークさんも話しましたけど、旧約聖書とイエス様の新約聖書は違うんです。
A few minutes ago, Mark shared not just with the kids but with all of us about how the relationship that we can have with God in the Old Testament before Jesus came and the one we can have now that Christ died for us. It's a different kind of relationship.
旧約聖書では目には目を、歯には歯をです。
In the Old Testament, there was a teaching that for an eye, if someone hurt you and took your eye, that you should also hurt them and hurt their eye. If hurt any part of you, then you should hurt them.
仕返しが許されたんですね。仕返しが、善事が許されました。
It was taught that you should revenge. Had the right to revenge yourself.
でもこのイエス様の教えは全くそれとは性格が違います。
But Jesus' teaching in this passage is completely different from that, isn't it?
これは愛しなさいと言います。
Rather, Jesus says, love one another.
親切にしなさいと言います。
He teaches us to be kind to one another.
祝福しなさいと言います。
He teaches us to bless one
another. 祈りなさいと言います。
He teaches us to pray.
叩かれたら、叩 なさいと言います。
If we slap on one cheek to turn the other,
下着だけじゃなくて上着も与えなさいと言います。
It teaches us not only to give our outer garment but also to give our undergarment.
私たちはこれをどう理解したらいいんでしょうか。
How are we supposed to receive these words?
フェアじゃないよな。
It seems so unfair, doesn't it?
そう思うかもしれません。
Maybe that's the cry inside
your heart.
でも、
この聖書の最後のところには、
But let's look at the last, thing that Jesus said.
人にしてもらいたいと思うことを人にもしなさい。
He teaches, do to others as you would have them do to you.
ちょっと考えちゃいました。
Let's think about that for a minute. I thought about it.
なぜならば自分は敵のイメージがありますよ。俺いい人だよな、敵じゃないよな、味方だよなと思ったり。
So maybe we think of ourselves, I'm not someone's enemy, I'm a good person, I'm their friend.
憎んでないし、悪口も言ってないし。
I'm not hating anybody, I'm not saying anything bad about anybody.
侮辱もしてないしと思うんですよね。
I'm not slandering anybody.
でも、ひょっとしたら私はある人たちの敵であったり悪いことを言ってるかもしれないし侮辱をしてるかもしれないんだなと思われました。
Maybe other people are looking at us as their enemy. Maybe other people are looking at us and say, you slander me.
気がつかないうちに私はそういう存在でもあるかもしれないです。
Maybe people are looking at us as that type of person.
でももしそうだったら旧約聖書では私はそのまま仕返しを受ける。
So if that's the case, before Christ came, we have the right. We had the right to avenge ourselves. However,
でもここではイエス様は私たちを許すように私たちの見えない私たちの弱さがありますけれども許すように導いてくださいます。
But here Jesus leads us and Jesus says to us, forgive one another. He leads us to do that.
私たち失敗を犯した時にですね、いろいろ言われるのは仕方ないことですね。
When we do something wrong, when we make a mistake, when we have even sinned, that's in the past.We can't do anything about the past. We, every single person in this room is imperfect.
でもそういう私たちを愛してくださる友人、兄弟姉妹に感謝します。
But don't you praise God that there are some friends that will forgive you and keep loving you?
そういう私たちに親切にしてくださる兄弟姉妹に私は本当に感謝します。
Don't you praise God that you have kind brothers and sisters who will keep loving you?
呪いではなくて祝福のしてくださる祈ってくださる方に感謝します。
Don't you praise God that you have friends who aren't cursing you but are rather praying God's blessing for you?
イエス様は人にしてもらいたいことを人にもしなさいとおっしゃっています。
Jesus said, if you would have others do to you, do so to them.
皆さんはフェアとかフェアじゃないっていうことを生まれてからいつ頃初めて使いましたか。
So,
これフェアじゃないよ、アンフェアだよって言ったのいいですか。
You remember when you first started to think, that's not fair!
誰に言いましたか、覚えてますか。
Do you remember when you first said that? And do you remember who you said it to?
私はですね、考えてみたんです。
I started to think about that.
小さい頃じゃなくて、中学1年で東京で寮生活をしてから初めてそれを気がついた気がします。
And actually, the first time that I ever had that, that concept of fair or unfair wasn't when I was a really small child, but rather when Imoved, I became a student at GU 学園 and I moved into the dormitory.
まあ、ちょっと想像できないとしましたけど、私たちは 男の子たちは9人部屋で住んでいました。
So, maybe it's a little bit hard for you to understand, but, when I was 12, I moved into a room with 12 other young men from 12 years old.
自分のスペースは自分の机とあと夜寝る布団の1枚だけのスペースです。
So, my own space was only the size of my desk and the place where I put my futon. Futon.
布団からちょっとでも足を出したらもう相手の領分に入っちゃうんですよ。
So if I kind of went over the border and put my foot a little beyond the edge of my futon, then I was in somebody else's space.
机も並んでますからちょっと机から離してみれば相手の領分に入っちゃうんですよ。
So our guests were also all lined up, and if my stuff just went off the edge of my desk just a tiny bit.I was invading somebody else's space.
一生懸命人が入らないのに頑張るんですね。
So, not only did I try not to invade somebody else's space, but I tried really hard for other people not to come into my small space.
入ってきてもいいよっていう余裕があったらいいんですけど。
It's nice if I could have had more of a like quote space in my heart to say, oh, it's okay, you know, if you come into my desk or my phone, it's all right.
すごかったのは朝食と夕食は部屋ごとで一緒に食事をするんですけども。
So, another thing that's really amazing was that we had breakfast and also dinner together in the dormitory.
部屋ごとに配られた食事を給湯に正確に分けなくてはいけない。
And, we ate at a table and we received portion for 9 people and we had to divide that food exactly evenly to 9 people.
ご飯一粒でも多くて嫌っていう人がいるんですよ。
There are some people who like notice, oh gosh, they have one extra, they have one more grain of rice than I do.
40年前の話です。 私たちにあまり食事がなかったんです。
So it's kind of a story telling you about Japan 40 years ago. There wasn't such an abundance of food.
And also,
of course, you received with thanks what you ate with thanks, what you got. You didn't have any kind of, well, I don't like that. Another thing is that there was a rule that you couldn't buy anything outside of the dorm. I'm sure this is really hard to understand, but this is the way it was.
中学生、高校生の男の子は運動してます。いつもお腹が空いてるんです。
So if you think about the life of a junior high school student or the life of a high school student, we're always hungry.
お腹が空いて眠れない夜もあったんです。
So there were times when I was so hungry, even after eating my...You know, one ninth of the portion that I was hungry and I couldn't sleep. So I drank, I tried to fill my stomach with water and I tried to go to sleep. So in my head, the only thing I was thinking about was fair. Is this fair? Is this fair?
本当に人に譲ることとか寛大な思いがなかなかありませんでした。
I didn't have any kind of generous heart at all of thinking of other people and being generous to other people.
残念ながら愛することが私の生活の中心ではなかったんですね。
If I think about my life when I was 12, love was not at all the center of my life.
皆さんこの聖書の箇所を読んでどれが一番大変ですか?
So if you look at this passage and what Jesus taught, what's the most difficult for you?
私は見てたらどれも大変なんですよ。
So if I look at it for myself, each and every single one of Jesus' teaching here is difficult for me.
皆さんどうですか?
How about for you guys?
でも神様は、イエス様はそれをしなさいと私たちに求めてくださいですね。